Sonnet Ireland is a reference librarian at the St. Tammany Parish Library in Slidell. She's a Loyola University graduate who got her master's in Library and Information Services at Texas Women's University. Sonnet's worked in many different types of libraries over the years, and she's what I'd call a super librarian. More to the point, she's the president of the Louisiana Library Association. Sonnet, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
When did you know you wanted to be a librarian?
Honestly, probably my senior year of college, I wanted to be a lawyer. So I thought I will get a job like a law firm or maybe something in that kind of area. And my godfather, my uncle, he was a librarian for years. He suggested the Loyola Law Library since I was a Loyola student. And I find law fascinating, but I realized I was not quite ready for that level of exhaustion. But I really liked the librarian part. I really liked helping people find information. And so I had planned to go to library school. And the commute to LSU that first year after I graduated was just too much while I was working at Tulane. And so I started taking paralegal courses until Katrina hit. And I thought the universe was telling me, you need to do something else. You're not supposed to be doing this. Go in a different direction. The universe was not telling me that. The only job I could get in San Antonio, Texas, where I ended up, was in the library. And I thought, okay, that's not what the universe was telling me. Time to go to graduate school. Let's get this library degree. I really do enjoy this work.
My work study job in college was in the library, cataloging serials.
Oh, wow.
And it was so much fun.
Yes.
You know, and I knew I had arrived when they would let me file cards in the card catalog. You know, that was,
we
still had card catalogs then.
Yes.
I miss those.
They're nice. And every time they go on sale, like librarians snatch them up. Anytime somebody, some library gets rid of theirs, you will see librarians like hunting for them. Those are hot items in the library world.
So you've worked in many different kinds of libraries. So talk about that different kind of librarianship.
It's interesting. I've worked in academic libraries, academic law libraries, public libraries, and there are a lot of similarities. There are a lot of differences, especially in Louisiana. Higher ed has gone through some difficult times. I've loved working in academic libraries. I've loved working with students. But the public is also nice because you have this group that they need more assistance in a lot of ways. They don't actually have professors or classes that are guiding them, but they need the information.
How are you on technology and reading? What's your favorite way to read? Books, e-readers? What do you like to do?
It depends. I was not a fan of audiobooks until I found the right audiobook. I found that who reads it makes a big difference. And I didn't understand that until I found The Night Circus.
Oh, the Aaron Morgenstern novel. Yes.
When I discovered that audiobook, because the way it's read and it's acting. For the most part, I still like physical books. I love the smell of a book. I like the feel of a book, unless it's too big. If it's the complete works of Charlotte Perkins Gilman I was working on, I had to get that in an ebook. It was just too much. Ebooks are nice, though, because if I am in the grocery store and the line is too long, I can just pull it up on my phone and start reading. I think they both serve a purpose, and I don't think we're going to see physical books going away for a long time.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.